This is lunacy. It's crazy, it's wacko, it's psychotic. I wake up every morning and say this. It's my ritual. Oh my God, here we go again. You know, every time I say, when you think he can't top himself, he does the next day. So I don't even say it anymore because every day is a new day with this man. If this is not a slap in the face of all law-abiding Americans, President Donald Trump stated that his administration was weighing the idea of creating a compensation fund for individuals who were pardoned after participating in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, aimed at disrupting the certification of his electoral loss to President Biden. Can you believe this? He now wants to give them checks. During an interview with conservative network Newsmax on Tuesday, Trump mentioned that members of administration were considering, we'll see what happens there, the prospect of offering restitution to those prosecuted over the incident, quote unquote. When asked if he was exploring a compensation fund to address financial losses and missed opportunities the rioters faced during their legal battles, Trump responded that there is a lot of talk about it, noting that people in the government really like that group of people. Holy macro. Are we on Mars right now? Trump stated, in my view, they were patriots. I talk about them frequently. They were treated very unfairly. Trump constantly calls these radical criminals hostages. The reason he cozies up to these insurrectionists is because they tried to overthrow the government for him. Had these lawbreakers did the same thing for any other person, let's say Obama, for instance, they would all be locked up in shackles for life. The audacity, the arrogance of this man is just unbelievable. Give him a little bit of attention and he'll roll on his back and do anything for you. And that means trying to overthrow the government. If you prove that you're doing it for him, he's going to write you a check now. Can you imagine? At a time when Trump and Elon are claiming that they're cutting billions in government waste, he comes up with this? It's just another example of the hypocrisy, idiocy, and the downright stupidity that best describes this man. I have a hard time calling him president anymore. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've got great news for you. Now, when you look at your paychecks and you see those federal deductions, you can be rest assured and feel at ease knowing that some of that's going to go to some of these domestic terrorists that tried to overthrow our government because they were out of work, out of inconvenience when they were in prison. Holy macro. Somebody help me. He's driving me nuts. But that's the way it is. And, you know, when he starts doing that, we're discussing it. We're talking about it. And when he does that, some people are not saying. It's him. He's saying it. He wants to give these people checks. So it's coming out of your paycheck. You're going to be paying these thugs, these gangsters, these criminals. So feel good about it. You know, when you're working overtime and you're working hard and you get that check, just every time you see that federal deduction, you know that these domestic terrorists are getting a piece of it. I'm in the bank of cult, dumb as a rock, and I know it.